This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Molly Ingram in for Ebong Udama. For one of Connecticut's small businesses, the Trump tariffs are making things unpredictable.
There's been a lot of different signals coming out of the White House as to when the tariff situation may change or not change.
That's Jan Ellen Spiegel, the Connecticut Mirror's regular freelance environment and energy reporter. She has more on how small businesses are adapting to a changing economic environment. More to come after this.
Whether you order a grinder or a hero for lunch, spend summers on the Sound or on Jones Beach, and I'm not even going near the pizza debate, there's something for nutmeggers and Long Islanders alike on the WSHU podcast, After All Things. Get the news and culture from around the Long Island Sound in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone, weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Jan.
Hi there.
So you spent some time in a unique small business in Litchfield for this piece. Who are they and what do they sell?
Well, it's called the Dutch Epicure Shop. It has been around for a long, long, long time, since 1967. And they specialize in two things. The original owner of this shop was a baker, and it's now his daughter who owns the shop. And she is also a trained chef and specialty baker. But they also specialize in imported European products, mostly Dutch. And it got me to thinking, oh my goodness, these guys might really get slammed with tariffs if it comes to that, since just about 100% of what comes in as a packaged good there, or fresh in the case of cheeses, are imported, and they're going to get nailed with tariffs.
Wilma, who owns the store, says she's yet to see a huge impact from tariffs, but that could change soon. Can you give a little context to what the tariff situation is as it stands today for European goods?
I can give you the status as of early in the week, but there's been a lot of different signals coming out of the White House as to when the tariff situation may change or not change. As many listeners know, there have been a lot of ups and downs. As of right now, there's a 10% tariff on EU goods and most goods around the world. Some countries have slightly higher, and then there are some specific products that have tariffs in them. As of recently, Wilma had not seen any tariffs come through in terms of price hikes that were being passed along to her. She has seen some additional fees related to shipping and whatnot, which may be more inflationary than anything else. It's a little hard to know, but she is ready to take them on. She has absolutely no intention of changing what products the store sells. Will she change her tactics in how she handles certain things? Yeah, probably, but it wouldn't be the first time for her.
She actually used the word pivot to describe how she, as a small business owner, has had to react to a lot of changes over the last few years. Can you talk a little bit about why small businesses have had to be so flexible and how, for some, it's actually made them more resilient?
Sure. And I think that's the real lesson coming from Wilma's experience, because she's not afraid. She plunges in, and I had one business group say to me, look, you really have to anticipate and get ahead of things and be ready, as opposed to figuring everything out after. And Wilma certainly has done that. They used to do a fair amount of mail order because they were the only shop of their kind in the area, but Amazon basically took the wind out of that, along with having twins a little bit unexpectedly. So the shipping had to stop. She has expanded a little into more cooked, prepared products like soups or stews, in addition to all the baked goods. So that became a little bit more useful. when COVID hit, that really pushed her to think a little bit differently. First of all, the move into more prepared goods worked very much to her benefit because people who had moved out of New York, principally and up to Litchfield County, they were just overwhelming the store and they were buying everything she could bring in. She said to me that she brings in many cheeses, mostly Goudas. People were coming in and buying half wheels of cheese, things like that. So that was sort of a fortuitous move for her, having already moved into a prepared food realm. And she says if tariffs really hit hard, she may have to pivot a little again, maybe do more catering, even do serving of food in the location she's in now. They moved about a year and a half ago, basically next door. So she's anticipating that things might change, but she also points to a lot of the packaged goods she sells. You know, the Dutch love licorice. She has probably 4 dozen different types of licorices in there. And she carries a lot of German goods like German mustard. She carries a lot of Dutch chocolate type things and biscuits. And she points out that these are small ticket items. And if people have to pay more, it's not like paying more for a car. It's paying more for a jar of mustard or a bag of licorice. Cheeses could be a little bit more problematic in that they're more expensive and they may well have more of a target on their backs. The other thing she's also anticipating are some issues with products that she needs for her baking, and she's already seen some of that. She was really faced with huge increases when the egg shortage hit due to bird flu. And while she continued baking, she was definitely looking for recipes that had fewer eggs in them. She also uses a ton of chocolates, and she makes filled chocolates that you might see. And those prices have gone way up due to low production, and that's been basically a climate issue where chocolate crops around the world are really suffering. So she's looking ahead to all these kinds of things, and that becomes the lesson for other business. See what's going on in the world, figure out how it's going to impact you, and start to lay some groundwork ahead of time for what the future may hold, even as uncertain as it is right now, since the president has changed his mind multiple times on what tariffs will be and when they will be there. Could they be there this week? Yeah, maybe, but who knows? They've already been postponed a number of times.
And as you talk to customers, did they seem willing to pay higher prices for these goods? Because part of the reasoning behind the tariffs was that if prices for imported goods went up, people would buy American instead.
A lot of what she sells, you just cannot get in the U.S. in the same form that it's in. To that end, folks were willing to pay. I'll use the licorice example. The Dutch apparently love licorice, and it's sweet, it's salty, it's a million different things. And it's just not readily available in this country in that form. So it's a unique product that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. To that end, people seem willing to pay. Is this somewhat economically more advantaged part of the state? Yes. Will it be harder for others who can really feel the pinch of tariffs and the pinch of potential additional inflation or recession if we do get to that point? Yeah, it'll probably impact people like that more. And those folks would be less willing to pay that price. What I've also heard from readers, actually, is that it's underscoring for them the need to support small businesses. I'm not a business expert, but I do know, you know, the bulk of the businesses in the U.S. are small businesses. This is how people make their living. And any kind of impact on them is going to have a trickle-down effect to all aspects of the economy. So it's all tied together.
Thanks so much, Jan. We'll definitely be watching to see what happens with these tariffs. Thanks for your time today.
You are more than welcome.
Long Story Short was hosted and produced by me, Molly Ingram. I'm in for Ebong Udama. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia D'Addario and Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.